Welcome to the MCTV Weekly Update. I'm your host and resident production assistant, Desmond O'Neill, here to update you on things going on around the studio as well as around town. First, we'll start with what happened last week. Last week was a big one. We had town meeting, and it went three full nights. Well, almost. Two and three quarters, if you will. Some big decisions that were made were plastic bag ban, so all shops around town now have to make sure that they keep plastic bags out of their vicinity, start using paper bags, or they could face a fine. Also, all-day kindergarten was approved, so now parents don't have to pay the extra money to keep their kids in kindergarten until the end of the day, and I know a lot of people around town are going to be really happy about that. Medical marijuana dispensaries, or recreational marijuana dispensaries, have been zoned to the industrial zones with buffers for churches and schools. That was decided upon at town meeting, and that is the way it's going to be. So I think you'll probably end up seeing them show up in the Enterprise Park. You'll see that there. We covered on our news program last week the St. Patrick's Day 5K, so you can go check that out. We also talked about the right whales that you might have seen down at the beach. We had Thomas Vasirka on our Meet the Candidates just before the actual election, but that got out in time, so people could have gotten to see that. In the outcome, he didn't end up winning. It was Mike Bradley took the board. He's the incumbent, so he's probably going to do what he said, which was finish up the job, or continue the job. We had Amy Lee Brignoli, and she beat Jack Dillon for the Board of Assessors. There was John Cusick, who took the Board of Public Works over Stephen Hawking. And you can watch that special on our Vimeo if you're interested. That'll be up there. It's an interesting event. We had our PSA day last week, or maybe the week before last, but we've been busy editing all of those, putting it together. And I wanted to say thank you to everyone that came in to participate. This week, we're going to be going to the Mass Access Conference. That is happening in, I think, Danvers. So that will be on Friday, and most of our staff will be going, and so the studio will be closed. I'm really excited for it, though. There's going to be a cool podcasting workshop and a workshop on recruiting and retaining producers. I'm pretty excited to check all that out. There's a few other things going on that should be good. But remember, the studio will be closed on Friday. Around town, we're going to have a few events at the Ventress Memorial Library. Wednesday, they do an early 9:30 a.m. song time for children up to ages 2. And at 10:30 a.m., they do story time for children, ages 2 to 5. Thursday, there's drop-in crafting at 1. Monday, the Ventress Memorial Library Writing Group will be hosting Let's Write at 6 p.m. Tuesday, they'll be doing song time again at 9:30 a.m., story time at 10:30 a.m., and the South of Boston Knitters will be coming in at 5 p.m., so you can drop in and do some knitting with them. At the Town Hall, the Recreational Trails Committee will be meeting on Wednesday at 7 p.m. On Thursday, we have the Charter Review Committee meeting at 7, at the same time as the Open Space Committee meeting, so that's 7. Monday, the Advisory Board meeting is going to be at 7 p.m. And Tuesday, the Marshfield Housing Partnership will be meeting, also at 7. At Marshfield High School, the Term 4 progress reports go out tomorrow, and Footloose will be this Friday and Saturday as well as next week, so go check that out. It's going to be a really fun event. I want to let you all know that Marshfield Community Television is for everyone in Marshfield, and we're always accepting new members. If you have an idea for a production, or if you're looking for a way to get active in your community, feel free to come check out our studio. You can talk to me or anyone else around the studio about what we have to offer and how you can get involved. Now I'd like to leave you with a quote from Malcolm X. You don't have to be a man to fight for freedom. All you have to do is be an intelligent human being. Make sure to tune in next Tuesday afternoon for another weekly update from Marshfield Community Television. And most importantly, thanks for listening.